Thank you for agreeing to participate in the White Box Latent Print Examiner Study. The White Box Study is an extension of the Black Box Study that we conducted a couple of years ago. In the Black Box Study, we focused on how accurate fingerprint examiners' decisions are. In White Box, we're extending that. We're going to focus on understanding the basis for these decisions to determine what examiners consider is sufficient quantity and quality of features to support decisions. This means we're interested not just in the decisions you make, but what features you use to make those decisions. This tutorial will show you how to use the White Box software. Let's take a minute and set up the video so that we can be sure you see it all. You need to be able to see all four corners of the screen and the menu off to the left. If you can't, use your browser zoom controls so you can see the whole screen. If you need to pause or move to a different part of the video at any point, use the menu on the left or the controls below. We've learned that some browsers have a bug where the video may pause without reason. If that happens, just hit the play button in your browser to proceed. Click the arrow at the bottom right to continue. When you start the White Box software, enter the user ID you were given. Your user ID is written on the DVD. You may optionally enter a nickname, which is helpful if multiple people are using the same computer for White Box. The first time you run White Box, there is a check to verify that the images are displayed correctly. Some screen resolutions do not display square pixels, which unacceptably distorts images. If the circle or square appear distorted, see the help document, Monitor Troubleshooting. Each time you log into White Box, you see a list of the comparisons and their status. You may go to the next comparison or revisit old comparisons. If you took Black Box, note this is different. You can go back and revisit your old comparisons. During latent analysis, we are asking you to do three things. Mark the quality of the latent, mark all minutiae, cores, and deltas in the latent, and make a value determination. A customized version of the ULW comparison tool is used for you to do an analysis of the latent and comparison of the latent with the exemplar. The White Box software has a variety of viewing markup tools. Let's go through these. Quality markup. We use color coding to indicate the quality of the image and to indicate the reliability of the features you have marked. Each color has a specific meaning. Black means you're outside the impression of interest. Red means the ridge flow is not continuous. Yellow means the ridge flow is continuous. You can tell it's a single impression, but you cannot follow individual ridges. Green means you can follow the individual ridges. You can see where each minutia is. Blue, not only can you follow the individual ridges, but the ridge edges are clear. Aqua, not only the ridge edges are clear, but the pores within the ridges are clear. All right, let's get started on showing how to mark up quality. Select the rainbow icon to start painting quality. Right-click in the image to select the quality value and the brush size. Okay, let's start by making sure everything in the print we're working on is red or better to separate it from the background. Everything you don't mark is considered background and has no color by default. Notice that the secondary impressions, the impressions off in the corners, are left unmarked. To show or hide the quality markup, click the Show Hide Quality the center toolbar, or click Ctrl Q. When working on an image, it might be helpful just to keep your hand on the Ctrl Q so that you can turn quality on and off as you work. All right, let's proceed to mark up the whole print. Now, yellow are the areas with continuous ridge flow where you can't follow individual ridges. What I found useful, though, is to blank out all of the print that is yellow or better so we don't leave gaps. Now notice I use the Ctrl Q and the grayscale slider frequently to show or hide different things in the image and to get the quality of color out of my way. Now green indicates those areas where you can follow each individual ridge and therefore see where each individual minutia is. When working with green on a print like this, it's helpful sometimes to work with a small brush size so you can follow individual ridges. Now we're done, and it's time to mark up the minutia. It's your choice whether you do the quality before or after you mark the features. Now for the latent, we want you to mark all the minutia, cores, and deltas. For minutia, make sure you mark all the minutia, not using APHIS rules, which sometimes say you're supposed to ignore minutia close to the cores or minutia on short ridges. Mark them all. Click the Mark Points button to mark the minutia, cores, and deltas. Just click in the image to mark minutia. You can change the size and color of the points displayed if you like. Just click to mark minutia. If you want to delete one, right-click it and it will let you delete. Notice I like to use the wheel on the mouse to zoom in and out while I'm working. To move the images around, I find it's useful to right-click and select Center Here, which is faster than using the scroll bars. To mark a core, you mark a point, then you right-click it and select Core. Deltas are marked the same way. You may mark Level 3 features, incipients, pores, etc. You do not have to mark those in the latent. Later on, if you use them in comparison, we would like you to mark them. Now, cores are marked at the focus of the innermost recurving ridge. What this means is you visualize the curve of the innermost ridge, and think of it as a circle, and you mark the center of that circle. Now we're done marking quality and the minutia. Now we need to indicate whether the print is of value. There are three choices. Is it a value for individualization, value only for exclusion, or no value whatsoever? Okay, now that we've done quality, minutia, and the value, we are done. We can hit next and go on to the next print. When you close or hit next, a summary of your markup is shown with any warnings or errors. If you mark the latent complete, you can go on to the next comparison. You are allowed to save and leave the print in progress so you can return to it later. Now it's time for comparison. Now during comparison, we ask you to do the quality, mark the corresponding points, not all minutiae, but the corresponding points, a value determination, but also make your comparison conclusion and indicate the difficulty of the comparison. For the exemplar, you paint quality the same way you painted it for the latent. Now in this case, it's a good quality image, so we're going to start with a base of green, since the majority of the image has good, clear ridge flow. This print has ridges with clear edge detail. Those should be marked in blue. Indicate exemplar value the same way you did for the latent, the same three categories. On the exemplar, do not mark all of the features. You do not have to mark every minutia in the print. You mark only those that correspond with the latent. Now to mark corresponding points, you mark a point, select it by clicking it, and it'll grow in size, then click the point it corresponds to, and they'll both change color. If you need to make reference marks for tracing or counting ridges, use the Mark Lines tool. Just click and drag to mark the lines. These are not used in analysis. These are purely for your assistance if you need them. You are allowed to change points that you marked during latent analysis. Debatable points. You may mark a point as debatable as a way for you to indicate to us that you see a potentially corresponding feature, but it doesn't meet your threshold for supporting an ID. That's basically, you say, I see it, I'm not convinced, but it's a way for you to communicate that back to us. Use the same process if you see a discrepancy, a point in one print that definitely doesn't exist in another, presumably if you're making an exclusion determination. Just right-click and say Definitive Non-Correspondence. To remove lines or minutiae, use the eraser tool. To remove quality, you paint using the background, which is black or no color. Now that we've marked quality, corresponding points, and value, it's time to indicate our conclusion. Use the top toolbar and select Individualization, Exclusion, or Inconclusive. One more thing remains. We'd like to know how difficult you felt the comparison was. If in doubt, call it moderate. The scale goes from very easy, or obvious, to very difficult. Great, we're done. Now we can either close or hit next. Just as with the linked, there's a summary screen that shows you a summary of what you've done. When you've finished each comparison, you're returned to the list of comparisons. You can close, go to another comparison, revisit a previous comparison. The only thing you can't revisit are your latent analyses after you've marked them complete and gone on to the exemplar. After all your comparisons are complete, we encourage you to review all of your comparisons. Then, when they're all done, the buttons at the bottom are enabled and you can submit your results.